In a few short weeks, we'll be hearing this very gospel reading read again, as we do on every Thanksgiving Eve service. It is the gospel reading that is appointed to be read for a Thanksgiving celebration, and one can certainly understand why. It is a picture of Thanksgiving, this particular story, the healing of the 10 lepers, the one returning to Jesus. And on Thanksgiving, the tendency is to focus upon that one, that foreigner, that Samaritan, who returned to give thanks to God for his healing. And Jesus' words to him, of course, are taken to heart. Your faith has made you well. Go your way. It's understandable totally and completely. However, this morning, I would like to focus just a little bit upon the nine. Not the one who returned to give thanks to God and harp on those congregated here on how we should do the same. We should always give thanks to God. That's a given. But what about the nine? Jesus seems somewhat flabbergasted when he says, "Were there not 10 cleansed, but the nine, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." Where are the nine? Jesus asks. Assuming that the nine were Jewish lepers, what they are told by Jesus is to follow the law. Go and show yourself to the priest. Let him declare you clean, and then you can return to society. You can return to your normal ways. You don't have to live off by yourselves in some colony, keeping your distance from those who are not lepers. That was the custom. Go show yourselves to the priest. And on the way, they were cleansed. Please take note that the 10 were not cleansed first, and then told to go show themselves to the priest. They did what they were told, even with the leprosy still visible on them. Jesus said it, we'll do it. Actually, is it not a remarkable act of faith? The Samaritan was not bound by Jewish law. He didn't have to go show himself to the priest. He did it simply because Jesus said to do it. And he too is not cleansed first before he sets out to go to the priest, but he is cleansed along the way, along with the nine. Again, a rather remarkable act of faith. None of these 10 needed any proof. Proof of God's love, proof of the healing, before they carried out what Jesus told them to do. All 10 of them. But the 9, where are they? That's the question. Where are they? I wonder if Luke himself does not see in this story a lesson that needed to be taught to the church in his day already. Yeah, one can make a big deal, I suppose, out of the fact that if the 9 are Jewish, as we can assume, that what Luke is doing is symbolically saying that Israel has been blinded to Jesus Christ, that Israel has shut themselves off from him by not having them return, you know, in the story. That it is the foreigners, the non-Jews, who are welcomed, who are granted the salvation. Your faith has made you well. But we're not going to do that. I think there's a deeper lesson here. A deeper lesson for the church of all ages. And that is, first of all, please note that the nine are not rejected by Jesus. They receive his healing. It's not that he rejects them. But I believe the problem by Luke's day when he was writing this gospel is a very simple one that is common today, and that is that there is a tendency amongst God's people to take God's blessings for granted. It's that simple. To presume upon God's favor, if you will. To just assume that because I'm his child, he's going to do this for me, do that for me, do the other thing for me, and we don't give him a second thought. You know, we confessed it this morning in the confession of sin. I don't know if you noticed it. We've said it time and time and time again, too often probably. It becomes too well known. But we said it again this morning. I have not loved you with my whole heart. There it is. Well, I've loved you sometimes. I love you in certain situations. But you know, I got to admit, in my day-to-day living, I don't think about your favor. I don't think about your blessings. I don't believe that every time I get in my car and turn the key on, the car starts. That's a blessing of yours. I never think that when I get in my car and turn the key on and it doesn't start, that's a blessing of yours. And I think that was the problem. With the nine, and as Luke saw it, with the church of all ages, God's blessings are far too often taken for granted. And he is not given thanks. He is not given glory by his own children for all the blessing he bestows upon them each and every minute that they are alive. The story becomes a wake-up call for the church. By focusing upon the nine, who obviously took his healing for granted. There was one who returned, who gave thanks. And may that be said, that I am that one. Amen.